Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. Can we switch gears? And I want to do sort of a, I want to do one question and then I want to do a lightning round with you.
Okay.
Before you hop on your flight. And this is something I think about a lot because I think there's a lot of bad faith that goes on in these debates. And if people did a better job of respecting decent points and good faith points, even made by folks they disagree with, I think we would advance dialogue and debate in the country. And so a question that I've been thinking about a lot is the following. Is there a good faith argument? You may disagree with it, but there's an argument of good faith that people make in good faith in support of a position you don't agree with. It can be on election security, voter ID, you know, cyber threats, anything at all. Can you point to one?
Sure. I think what's going on right now with ransomware and how we got here and what needs to be done, you know, the Biden administration has stepped forward and said, look, we're going to be more aggressive. We're going to have dialogues with the Russians. I personally don't think that a dialogue with the Russian intelligence services is going to net much of anything. I think you have to be stronger with them. And, you know, that's not just my opinion. Dmitry Alperovich, who's, you know, co-founder of CrowdStrike, you know, says the same thing, wrote an op-ed about it last week. But yeah, I mean, you can have legitimate differences of opinion on the tactics. It's the stuff that's just, like I said earlier, orthogonal to democracy, that is just so shocking and disheartening to me. I have zero patience for, none at all. If you're trying to burn down 250 years just so you can own the libs or fundraise on it, you know, I have much more colorful language than this, but like, screw you,
man. You can use
it.
You can use it.
No,
that's your colorful language.
I mean, look, what did Senator,
screw you is the best we can do.
What did Senator Ted Cruz tweet out Monday afternoon? Right? A wheel of fortune.
Oh, I tweeted about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can describe it to folks because I found it outrageous.
Well, it's this wheel of fortune unsolved puzzle with two vowels missing that if you plug it in, it says F you, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And this is a senior member of, well, I guess a junior member from Texas, but senior member of the Senate. Like what kind of decorum is this?
It's crazy. And this is not the most important reason it's crazy, but my take on it was just seeing how he's treated some people who have been up for confirmation. That is a tweet. If it was sent by a Democratic nominee facing confirmation in the Senate about a Republican president, on that basis alone, Ted Cruz would vote against them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, it, ugh.
All right. But we're not going to do something easy. I'm going to do a lightning round and some word association. You ready? This is a new thing we're doing here on the show. Ready?
Sure.
No, these are fine.
Yeah.
These are fine.
Yeah. All right.
Is the glass half full or half empty?
Half empty.
Wow. Pessimist.
Yep.
Favorite video game?
Halo. I'll just say Halo.
Not the Beyonce song. That's a game. All right.
Yes.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis, I guess.
You don't say that with a lot of conviction.
No, I liked his early stuff. I'm not a big Beatles fan.
Okay. That's totally fair. I wrote about that last week. How many hours of sleep do you get a night?
I have 5 kids, so it varies, but anywhere from
like 1 hour,
4 to 6.
Which actor do you want to play you in the movie? I'm sure you've thought about this.
Who couldn't love Jason Sudeikis right now, right? I mean,
would you want him to shave the mustache?
I would grow a mustache in order for him to play.
So that it would be more true to life?
Yes. But no one quite has the mullet that I do, so I'd have to think about that.
It's a good-looking mullet. I mean, the way it looked
in California last week.
Would you prefer invisibility or the ability to teleport?
Teleportation, for sure.
That clear. You had more confidence on that than Elvis and the Beatles.
Yep. Can I take people with me when I teleport? Because it'd be really handy getting kids from one practice to the other.
I guess that would make it even better. But invisibility is pretty cool.
It's creepy. I think we need more transparency, right? So when you ask the question about glass half full, glass half empty, I think what upsets me the most is just there's a lack of transparency and people just being straight up. I have zero, like I hate, it's just like a little fun fact about me. I hate car buying because I hate the negotiation process.
Well, you're in luck because no cars are available these days.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, give me your best price. Fine. We're done here. Ugh.
Do you feel the same way about when if you bought an apartment or a house?
I mean, look, I price my stuff when I sell it. I'm telling you what I need. Take it or leave right. it.
It is an odd thing, right? Because you buy other things that are expensive and there's a price. you don't haggle over how much is the steak? Oh, I'll give you $25 for it, right?
Yeah. I mean, particularly in the market in DC is like, are you really going to walk away from a house over 10 grand, something like that? I mean, and yes, that's a completely arrogant, you know, elite coastal take, you know, 10 grand is a lot of money, but I'm just kind of getting to the point about it, particularly with the way the mortgage rates are right now. I'm a low friction, trying to be as economically efficient as possible.
All right. I'm going to say some words. You tell me the first thing that comes to your head. Okay. Jeff Bezos.
I mean, Amazon, but I was thinking about what Elon Musk said last week at Code Conference and how they're comparing the size and shape of their various of the rockets. Rocket ships.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. No, that was very
thanks adult. For bringing that back up.
Okay. This is going to get worse though.
Oh, geez.
Sidney Powell.
The Kraken. Ugh. In that crazy RNC press conference with Rudy and the hair dye.
2022.
Republicans are going to take the House. And boy, oh boy.
All right, we're going to edit that one out. Mike Pence.
The former vice president. And I don't know why he was in Budapest at a conference last week or 2 weeks ago. That was weird.
Hydroxychloroquine.
That crazy press conference about bleach and ultraviolet light injected into the body.
All right. So I know you got to go, Chris. Final question. On your way out to the car, to the airport, will you play A Hand of Blackjack or stop at the craps table? Or are you just going to walk by all of that?
Oh, I'm walking right past that. I'm done. Even though I'll probably be back here in a month for another event, but nope, I'm good. I need to get on a plane.
Thank you again for becoming a Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday and stay tuned every Thursday.